This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight.
Oh, wow!
That was a horrific night.
Will Smith offers answers about why he slapped Chris Rock.
I was going through something.
Why he's opening up now.
Y'all might not know.
Then, our Colin Gosselin exclusive.
You've never done an interview before, so why now?
The John and Kate Plus 8 star on being institutionalized. His estrangement from his mom and her reality TV return.
What do you think about that?
Plus, the Royals Boston bound. We've got William and Kate's stateside plans. Do they include a visit with Harry and Meghan?
Will we see any sort of repairs in this rift between the brotherhood?
And Alyssa Milano breaks news on the Who's the Boss reboot.
E.T. starts right now.
Will Smith in tears, finally revealing why he says he really slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars. Welcome, everyone, to Entertainment Tonight.
You know, Will's largely stayed away from cameras for months, but in his first late-night interview, the 54-year-old is reliving his live TV shocker.
That was a horrific night. At the end of the day, I lost it. It was a lot of things. It was the little boy that watched his father beat up his mother. All of that just bubbled up in that moment. That's not who I want to be. You just never know what somebody's going through. I was going through something that night.
Will, who wiped back tears, did not get specific about what he was going through on Oscar night, but he told Trevor Noah he was blinded by rage.
Not that that, you know, justifies my behavior at all.
So why Trevor? The two who embraced after the interview are friends. On Oscar night, they posed together with Will's statuette. Trevor even got heat for partying with Will hours after the infamous slap.
The reason it was shocking is because that's not who you are.
Yeah.
It's just the latest interesting twist in Will's comeback strategy as he promotes his new film, Emancipation. So far, Will has skipped hard-hitting TV interviews with, say, Oprah or 60 Minutes.
A few horrific moments of indiscretion on my part.
Opting instead for interviews with a few local news outlets and The Shade Room, which covers Black Hollywood.
It's a movie about triumph.
Back in October, Will attended a screening with members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
This is not a film about slavery. This is a film about freedom.
And there was this Instagram moment. The actor posted this pic after a private screening with Dave Chappelle, Rihanna, ASAP Rocky, and Tyler Perry. Emancipation, which is in theaters December 2nd, is inspired by the true story of a slave risking his life for his family's freedom.
I will come back to you!
Theoretically, Will could be nominated for the Oscars and even win. The actor, however, is banned from attending the ceremony for the next 10 years.
It's hard. And I guess the thing that was most painful for me is I took my heart and made it hard for other people. You know,
right.
And it's like I understood the idea where they say hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
There is so much more to unpack there. Can't wait to talk to Will. Okay, let's get to John and Kate plus eight, Colin Gosling. Millions of you tuned in to our exclusive wondering why the 18-year-old has never spoken out on camera before. Well, in part two, Colin reveals how a horrifying brush with death changed everything.
You've never done an interview before, so why now do an interview?
Well, after my car accident, it was kind of like eye-opening. Like it almost took my life. So it was kind of like that now or never type of thing, you know.
This is the terrifying aftermath of that November 4th crash. It occurred when Colin fell asleep while driving to work.
What happened?
I was on my way to work. It was like 2 in the afternoon, and I'm working full time in high school, so I'm tired. Fell asleep at the wheel. Next thing I know, car was flipped. And I'm just like sliding upside down across traffic, and I just wanted to relay the message to other people to wear their seatbelt, to not fall asleep at the wheel, and to just drive carefully.
Colin's relationship with his mom, Kate, has remained estranged since he was sent to an institution for nearly 3 years. At the time, Kate says it was due to Colin's, quote, special needs.
What did that do to your relationship with her?
After being there, I didn't have a relationship with her. Even before that, I don't think we had much of a relationship because of TV and what being in the public eye does to a family. I think it tore us apart.
Colin told me he was able to rebuild a sense of family once moving in with his dad, John, and fellow sextuplet, Hannah.
How has life been for you and Hannah together?
Hannah, I would do anything for my sister, and I love her to death. Hannah, she was a big part of, my emotional support.
Earlier this year, Hannah told me about welcoming Colin home.
My dad worked very hard to build a relationship with Colin. We built that sense of trust, and we are here for you. We are your family.
Colin remains hopeful that with time, he and his other siblings will also be able to come together.
Now that you're 18, you can kind of take parents out of it. Will you reach out to your siblings?
I haven't reached out to them. I want to respect their space. I'd rather just let them do it on their own terms.
Kate, meanwhile, is gearing up for a return to reality TV.
I want to do this so bad.
She is part of the competition series Special Forces World's Toughest Test, premiering January 4th on Fox.
Your mom is doing a new reality TV show where she goes through SEAL team training. What do you think of that?
I hope it'll teach her some things that she'll learn about herself, and I mean, I hope it's eye-opening to her.
If you could say anything to the fans, what would be the one thing you want people to know about you?
I want to say in life, we all go through hard things, you know, we all get knocked down, but don't sit around and mourn and cry about it, you know. Address the situation you're in and come out on top of it, because resilience is a really important thing.
I mean, this kid is wise beyond his years. You hear him talk and you are so impressed. All right, we have more with Colin. Our extended interview is up at etonline.com. All right, last night, a big night at the Gotham Awards in New York City for actress Michelle Williams. And of course, our Rachel Smith got the exclusive. Hey, Rachel.
Oh yeah, hey there, Kev. Only I was backstage with the honoree who made sure to pay tribute to her Dawson's Creek fans.
Whenever something good happens for me in my life, I can draw a straight line back to somebody. Mary Beth Peel played my Grams on Dawson's Creek.
We never knew Mary Beth meant so much to you.
Yeah, she always has, yeah, for a long time now.
Yeah, how lucky do you feel after coming out of a show like Dawson's Creek?
I think that when you work on something, you always take at least two friends away, and then I think about how she really became family to me, and then so did Busy when she showed up a few years later.
Busy Phillips was Michelle's date as she picked up her Performer Tribute Award. Fellow honoree Adam Sandler, well, he brought the laughs with a speech written by his daughters.
Just know while Daddy is with you tonight, we're doing everything we're not allowed to do when Daddy's home. Like eat his yodels or try on his Spanx. Or dare we say laugh out loud at Ben Stiller movies.
You're looking great. How are you recovering from your hip surgery?
My hip surgery was painful.
Yeah.
They went through the butt cheek. So that hurt. 3 months later, I'm feeling pretty solid.
You gonna be hitting the courts anytime soon?
I'm nervous about that. I haven't done that yet, but I want to play.
Now,
when are we going to see you on The Morning Show? Because we love your friendship.
Oh, that'd
with
be great.
Right?
That'd be great.
So has Jenny.
But their monologues are so long.
Aniston.
No, Aniston knows if there's something over a page, I'm in trouble.
Speaking of Hollywood Jennifers, Jennifer Lawrence wowed as a presenter in Dior. On the carpet, Gabrielle Union rocked a velvet Fendi gown, and Aubrey Plaza sported a new look.
Surprised people even recognize me. It's a whole new world. I think wands really do have more fun.
Something that wasn't really celebratory. What was this feud going on online between you and Melissa Joan Hart, and you've never even met the gal?
Do you think that there are people who just sit at home and just like churn out almost like a Mad Libs of gossip to just see if it will stick, and then they're at home delighted that it worked?
Yeah.
Well, I am a fan. I have not met her, and I'm not currently in a feud with anyone as far as I know, except maybe my knee and this cane.
Yeah. Lena, thank you for setting the record straight. Well, from a fake feud to the very real royal rift, the East Coast is bracing for Prince William and Kate's first trip to the U.S. in 8 years. So could we see a Fab Four reunion with New York City-bound Harry and Meghan?
We're brothers. We'll always be brothers. We're certainly on different paths at the moment.
Tomorrow, the Prince and Princess of Wales are heading to Boston for what's being dubbed their Super Bowl moment. And a source tells ET this trip does not include a reunion with Prince Harry and Meghan. Instead, during their 3-day stay, the future king and queen will potentially be rubbing elbows with celebs like Billie Eilish and Rami Malek at the second annual Earthshot Prize Awards, a celebration of new ideas to solve the planet's issues.
William simply cannot forgive Harry, not just for leaving, but for how he left.
Will we see any sort of repairs in this rift between the brotherhood?
I spoke to aides, past and present. There can be a rapprochement, but it is going to be sometime down the line.
As for Meghan and Harry, 6 days after Will and Kate hit the East Coast, they'll be in New York. Today, Meghan dropped her final Archetypes episode tackling stereotypes and gender roles, which included her first male guest, Andy Cohen, Trevor Noah, and Judd Apatow.
This show has featured exclusively women's voices. Truth be told, at the suggestion of my husband, we have to broaden the conversation. And we have to actively include men.
Last night, The Crown was the topic of conversation between Dominic West and Jimmy Kimmel.
Your kid is on.
I've got one of my kids on, yeah. Well, he plays Prince William.
Prince William.
He plays my son, yeah.
That's great. Is that what he wants to do, be an actor?
No, he wants to be a football player.
Oh, all right.
Soccer player.
Uh-huh. You know, they've been saying that you're too handsome to play King Charles, and I think that's true.
Well, thanks very much.
No offense to the king, but.
I've had worse criticism.
Yeah, King Charles can relate.
You learned how to break dance like Prince Charles.
Yeah, yeah. Right. There's no rhythm. There's no, it's completely arrhythmic.
Ooh, those moves. Don't hurt yourself there, Dominic. Well, let's keep the music going with Miss Alicia Keys. Santa baby. From Alicia to Dolly Parton, we're with the stars revealing new holiday projects.
We are making Christmas the coolest moment that you can possibly have.
Then the Biebers facing another health battle.
This eye is not blinking.
After Justin's facial paralysis and Haley's stroke, why they're now being forced to address pregnancy rumors. And why Candace Cameron Bure just escalated a Full House feud with her former co-star, Jodie Sweetin.
How rude!
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Okay, Haley and Justin Bieber have really been through it this year with their health battles, his facial paralysis, her mini stroke and open heart surgery. And now the 26-year-old model just had to deny pregnancy rumors again, showing off her tiny belly on Insta. The caption, "Not a baby, I have a cyst on my ovary the size of an apple." Haley says it's painful, but she's okay and she knows that others can relate. The beauty moguls get lots of support for empowering other women, but is there no love lost for these two Full House co-stars?
The relationships become even more precious the older we all get. My Full House family is incredibly precious to me and to all of us.
Well, fast forward to now, and Candace Cameron Bure has unfollowed her TV sister Jodie Sweetin, who showed support for celebs who have spoken out against Candace for her anti-gay comments. On Saturday, Jody doubled down on her stance, sharing Holly Robinson Peete's post saying, "When we hear the words traditional marriage to describe only one type of marriage, it belittles the love and commitment that many have for each other."
We love each other like family. We argue like family. There's really nothing that we haven't been through together.
A source tells ET, quote, "Jody does not agree with Candace's remarks and wanted to show where she stands. Candace is upset that Jody chose to do this in a public way instead of talking to her one-on-one. Jody's rep has no comment at this time, and Candace didn't respond to our request for comment." And speaking out now, this Chrisley Knows Best star.
"My mom's got his back, and he's definitely got hers."
Just days after Chase Chrisley's parents, Todd and Julie, were sentenced to a combined 19 years in prison for bank fraud and tax evasion, the reality star is asking how loved ones can unexpectedly be taken from you. He shared a post that ended with this advice about people who matter most. Give them your undivided attention. Just do it. That is definitely something to tap into. Okay, coming up, we're getting in the holiday spirit with the one and only Dolly Parton.
It's almost too early for Christmas.
We've got all the details on her new Christmas special and her New Year's plans with goddaughter Miley Cyrus.
Miley probably celebrates a little harder than me, so I'm going to have to keep up.
Then, big news on a Who's the Boss reboot.
You are the first person to know
what Alyssa Milano is only revealing to E.T.
You're getting all the dirt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Miley's New Year's Eve party is about getting glamorous and dressing your best.
Well, we do that every day, don't we, Miley?
You taught me well.
Dolly Parton and goddaughter Miley Cyrus are ready to ring in 2023 together on NBC and Peacock. Both have so much to celebrate. Miley just hit the big 3-0 last week, and Dolly has a big birthday coming up in 2023. She looks so good, doesn't
Those
she?
Lucky sevens are doing her well,
yeah.
Right? She's going to turn 77 on January 19th. But before that, the icon spoiling fans with a new holiday TV movie. Our Cassie DeLore got all the details from Miss Dolly herself.
It's almost too early for Christmas.
Too soon to be singing this song.
One of my favorite parts was seeing you and Jimmy Fallon singing and dancing in the diner.
Well, Jimmy and I always have fun together, and it turned out so cute. Let's turn on the lights for Mariah.
I still have from the movie, it's stuck in my head. Books, books, books.
Books, books, I love books.
From my first book, I was hooked on books, books, books.
Books, books. What do we have to do to get Carl to make a cameo in a project like this?
That will never happen. Not unless you just catch him somewhere on a tractor out back, mowing his yard.
Yep, Dolly's totally in the holiday spirit. Her new musical movie, Dolly Parton's Mountain Magic Christmas, premiering Thursday on NBC, has her putting together a Christmas show with famous friends like Jimmy Fallon, Willie Nelson, Billy Ray Cyrus, and goddaughter Miley Cyrus.
Christmas is a time for sharing.
How much did appearing on Hannah Montana back in the day really bring you a whole new audience of fans?
Being on Miley's show as Aunt Dolly was really beneficial to my career, and I love Miley. And we're even going to host a New Year's Eve show. And I'm so excited about that. It's going to be legendary.
She would know.
Who parties harder on New Year's Eve, you or Miley?
I would think that Miley probably celebrates a little harder than me. You know, I'm not really a party doll. I just look like one at times.
Look, I'm not hating on Miley, but I'm picking to hang with Dolly Parton all day, every day on New Year's Eve, because I know that lady's a good time. All right, let's check back in now with Rachel Smith at Madame Tussauds New York in Times Square with our Alyssa Milano exclusive. She's a busy boss lady, Rachel.
Yes, she is. Alyssa is in town for the big UNICEF gala tonight, but she's also using those boss skills for the upcoming Who's the Boss reboot.
There's a time for love and a time for living.
I was very skeptical about this, right?
Were you?
I was, and then I spoke to Tony, who, you know, he's my dad.
Yeah.
And I got kind of excited, and I gotta tell you, I read the script. There's a script.
What?
You are the first person to know that we submitted the script to Freevee before Thanksgiving, so hopefully we will hear soon. And I gotta tell you, it's really funny. It's really funny. It would be Tony coming to take care of my children. And I can tell you that part too, is that Sam still lives in the house.
Do you think Judith might pop in for an episode?
Oh, I'm sure she will. I'm sure she will.
The reboot will go into production soon, but Alyssa's keeping herself busy until then. Tonight, she celebrates 20 years of partnering with UNICEF.
I never say no to UNICEF, because they have saved more children's lives than any other organization.
Alyssa has traveled to Kosovo, Angola, and most recently, Egypt, where UNICEF is sponsoring a program to empower young women.
It just like opens up a whole world.
But when you go on these trips and you come home, what lessons are you hoping to teach your own children?
I want to teach my own children that giving back and doing good is as fundamental as eating and brushing your teeth. Every day you need to do something. And it's Giving Tuesday today, and I would just love to encourage everyone to go to unicefusa.org/actnowegypt.
Wishing you guys big success tonight, Alyssa, and keep up the great work. All right, coming up, we're with Alicia Keys celebrating a holiday first.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Tomorrow, our Elizabeth Chambers exclusive, talking about her next chapter after a difficult year. Plus, Sweet Home Alabama is 20, our new interview with Reese Witherspoon.
People come up to me, they just love these characters.
You've got a baby in a bar. Okay, before we go, Kev's getting in the holiday spirit with 15-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys. What's up, Kev?
Well, Nichelle, how about her new holiday album? Alicia, congratulations on Santa Baby. It's out now. It's your first Christmas album ever. Why? Why do a Christmas album now?
I've always wanted to, but I just couldn't believe it hasn't happened already. So I felt like this year was the year for it. December back to June is all about how Christmas is all the time when you're with people that make you feel good, that love you, you know?
What's mom life like?
It's lizards, it's playing, after school is piano practice. Those precious moments that you just, you know, want to hold on to as long as possible. That, I think, is what the holidays is about. Big love to everybody watching, and see you soon.
And we will see y'all tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.